Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And then a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash.
There is a party going on. It's a big one. It's a big party going on. We are here at Olympic Hot Tub here in Squim. And holy cow, we've already given away some of our prizes. People are very excited to come in.
It's the grand opening, and you would not believe the space that they have filled with the most beautiful high-tech spas, mm-hmm. swim spas, hot tubs. It is absolutely incredible. And if you didn't know about this, I don't know who you are, but...
Welcome out from under the rock you've been in.
Yes. And speaking of rocks, we are at Rock Plaza in Squim. And if you don't know where that is, it's on Old Olympic Highway, right across from Hardy's Market. Been there forever. So this space has been empty for years and years, and they chose the perfect spot for it. Mm-hmm. Don Reiling, the owner, he's been with Olympic Hot Tub for 27 years, mm-hmm. I believe he said, since he was a small child.
Mm-hmm. In vitro.
In vitro, yes. Mm-hmm. And this place just opened. They've been advertising with us about, you know, we're coming to town. Now they're mm-hmm. here, and we're broadcasting live. We had the great pleasure of being requested today. So we got to do the news, the noon hour, and now mm-hmm. we're here for the Girl Friday show.
Which is very exciting because, Stephanie, this is yours and I. This is our very first time on the road together.
Together. We were on before, and you were filling in for our dear Stan in the past.
I was running board. You two did the whole show. I was just running around doing things.
Yeah. Well, now we have the opportunity to do it live. So there will be a poll on mycloundcounty.com that says, how do you think we did, good or bad? And then that will determine if we ever do this again.
There will only be two options, really good or good.
Right. Or super or wonderful.
Would recommend.
Highly recommend. We highly recommend ourselves. So here we are, the Girl Friday show, brought to you, as always, nothing has changed, mm-mm. still by Cocapelli Grill, downtown Port Angeles, and Hook and Line Pub right next door, his sister restaurant. Mm. We won't be chatting with Chef Michael today because he is extremely busy. They're slammed down there, which is a good thing.
I think that's actually his exact word.
We're slammed. Yeah. I'm so sorry I'm slammed, which is a good thing. It just means you'll need reservations for the weekend and maybe get there a little early. But they're open as always. And again, we always talk about our wonderful co-sponsor, Fogtown Coffee in Port Angeles. They are open and they brought us some wonderful drinks. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. Again, we're down here at Olympic Hot Tub with amazing prizes. Tell us what we have.
Yeah, so we already have had someone come in and claim the Cocapelli gift card.
The first
one.
And
that was Mike Smith. Way to go, Mike. Loyal listener. And then we have two people that we both know.
Dear friends and clients of mm-hmm, KONP. The mm-hmm. Pfaffs, Maureen. And her lovely husband, which he's always behind the scenes. I never get to see him.
Yeah. He offered to throw things at me, which I thought was really, really nice because he and I are buddies.
Well, it's because okay. he knows you.
Yeah, it's fine. And also the Cables are down here, and they're good friends of mine. And they have chosen the exquisite gift basket that Olympic Hot Tub has put together. And I got to tell you, there are so many things in it. So this gift basket isn't just like, you know, a rubber ducky and, you know, whatever.
But there is a rubber ducky.
But it's not just that, is what I'm saying. Bye, guys. It includes a head umbrella, which I'm...
I love it. Can't wait for you. You're going to put that on. By the way, we're going to Facebook Live about a little after two. Amanda's going to be in a spa, in her swimming suit, with a head umbrella on. Keep going.
Fantastic. It gets better with every single description of what we're going to do. It also comes with some CBD
crystals.
Yeah, so that goes into your hot tub. And, of course, that's non-high
not
type
THC,
of things.
CBD. Mm-hmm.
So we're allowed to talk about it
we
on
are.
Here.
We are.
It's got the canvas bag, which is great to take in, you know, toting around
your
when you go
supplies.
To the beach and other things.
Your supplies from the house to the hot tub.
That's exactly it. And there's this incredible glass water bottle that actually has a diffuser in it. So you could put tea leaves in it and it diffuses into your water. You could put, mash up raspberries or something, put it in there get your water all nice and delicious.
Fruity.
And it's an insulated glass one. It's stunning. I'm kind of hoping that it actually falls out and into my car before we go.
I know. You know what? Dawn might have some more in the back. I don't know, but he's my best friend. This basket is incredible, and I just have to mention.
But wait,
the robe,
Stephanie.
The robe.
There's a robe.
The robe is what I'm most excited about. I want that to fall into my bag.
It's plush,
and we only have two of these left.
Yes,
two have been claimed, two left, and it is first come, first serve on these prizes, people. Mm-hmm. Let me just say one more time: the Rock Plaza in Sequim is where we are broadcasting live until 2:00. We still have a couple of gift cards, a couple of tickets to OTA's Lavender
Melodrama.
So two sets of tickets to that, two coffee cards, and two gift baskets. It's the twos. So we need you to come down and visit us. We're going to be doing the same old Girl Friday stuff we always do. But also at the end of the show, we hope to chat with Don Reiling, the owner, who we mentioned. And he can tell you a little bit more about his time here and what he wants everybody to know about this amazing new business in Sequim.
So I think something that we need to talk about before we get into events, because we are actually going to talk about some events that we've got coming up too, is there's many, many hot tubs on display here, but there is also what they call a wet section, where they actually have tubs that you can try out. So this is not like how you see a tub and you're like, oh, that looks amazing and that's probably comfortable, but it doesn't quite fit your body right when you actually get into
it. And you can't imagine that sort of purchase without trying it.
Right. I mean, you wouldn't.
It's an investment and you want to know what it's going to feel like.
Yep. And so they have options for you and it's in a private area. So if you are a private person like myself, which I don't know how I've convinced myself to do this, but I have.
I do.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. But I am a private person, mostly, except when I'm on the air. You can go back into this private area, and you don't have to be in the showroom. You're not traipsing from place to place in the showroom. It's a very nice, beautiful, quiet, enclosed area. So make sure you come down. And something else that they're doing, they just did for my friends who just left with their gift basket, is they're helping with quotes too. So if you have an idea of what you want, you see a spa, you see an accessory, you see all of this kind of things that you want to pull together and create your own little backyard oasis or whatever you might be doing, they're able to sit down and make a quote for you so that you can figure out.
And stay in your budget.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what they're all about, because not only are hot tubs just great to have, and I mean, who doesn't love getting into a hot tub after a long day? There's actually a lot of health benefits that come from owning these swim spas and all of that. And so
just soaking your body is a very healthy thing. And their promotion right now, I'm looking right at a giant sign with a girl. I don't know who she is, but I want to be her. She's doing sit-ups next to a hot tub.
I don't want to be doing sit-ups, but I'd like to be on that porch.
Well, it says wellness starts here, and it truly does at Olympic Hot Tub. So they're promoting the wellness. Their tag is Better You, Better Life, which who can't have a better life with a swim spa or a hot tub in their yard? I mean, it's huge, and they can help you do that. They're beautiful, number one.
Oh, and they're gorgeous.
And number two, they're going to help you find exactly what you want for your wellness needs.
And if you haven't seen a hot tub lately, which I guess I haven't, guess I haven't been around. There's some older ones out there that are they're clunky a little bit. I mean, they still work. There's nothing, no shame against that or anything like that. I have not seen the new upgraded models.
This technology.
So the one next to us. So the one next to us is this beautiful, I don't know, it's a four-person, there's seven seats, 40 jets, 330 gallons.
It's called the Hot Spot Collection, and it is the Rhythm Spa.
It's got wireless music system. It's got all sorts of stuff. But also, here's the deal. The cover on it is a push-of-the-button cover. So you don't have to deal with all of this malarkey anymore.
When it's snowing and you have to get out and put that lid back on, let me tell you, experience with my parents' hot tub, you don't want to be doing that. It's horrible.
It sounds terrible.
This little button you push, it's amazing. The technology in the new hot tubs and just the awnings and the covers, they're all automated. entire lower covered, everything is automated. And they have specials on them. Let me just mention a couple quick things. You can save $1,000 right now on a Smart Top Luxe hardcover. That's the one we're just talking about. You push the button and it just goes right over the top.
It's so cool.
You can save $855 on a Kovana Automated Gazebo. We're staring at that right now, too. It looks like it goes higher and lower, does it not?
Yeah.
And it has the shades on the sides that automatically pull up or down. $855, that's a lot savings-wise. 20% off all cover lifters, the thing that makes them automatic. Water care products are on special. The little steps, you have to have the steps. Those are 20% off.
And they look like, this is the incredible thing to me, is the outside of them now. You know how you used to have to build decks around
it
stuff to try and hide the hot tub?
It just looks like the siding on a house.
It does. It's beautiful.
And you can get one to match your house if you wanted, or your deck, or what. I mean, I'm looking at dark brown, gray, a light beige color. So many different options here.
I bet I could spray paint that pink.
Oh, boy. Leave it to Amanda.
Probably
leave it to Amanda.
Hey, Stephanie, before we go too much farther, let's have a little jib-jab of what's going on this weekend, because I think there's still a lot of stuff happening, right?
We have some things going on.
I mean, that's not as cool as this, but...
Well, let me just mention, we've got, because we're giving away some tickets, we've got the Lavender Melodrama presented by Olympic Theater Arts.
Now, I need people to understand that this is an original play. This was written for Squim because of the Lavender Festival. So it is very, very, very cool. And it's funny.
And we have two sets of tickets to give away if you come down while we're still here. And of course, Olympic Theater Arts is right there at 414 North Squim Avenue. They have a website. It's Olympic Theater Arts.
Olympic
Theater. Google Olympic Theater Arts. I'm so sorry. We came with a lot of stuff today. So...
None of it, which was our IQ. We did not come with
exactly.
That.
But that is going on. It is opening weekend. So that would be really fun to get to if you want some entertainment.
It's interactive.
Oh.
So it's like the booing and the cheering. It's like an old-fashioned. I know. That's good stuff.
I usually get kicked out of those, but then I realize they're not interactive.
So yeah, it's usually in my office when you're booing me.
Oh.
It's not appropriate.
I'm kicked out. That's why there's a sign on the door now. I talked about this last week. Clallam Bay CQ Fun Days are happening now.
Right meow.
From today through Sunday out in CQ in Clallam Bay. You can find out more by just Googling the CQ Fun Days. And they will have things like a parade, live music, games, activities, and a fireworks show.
So the fireworks show is tomorrow night, and it is preceded by this band that I've heard of called Black Diamond Junction.
You took this. Did you do it last year or a couple years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I figure I told the boys, I said, listen, I'm going to be visiting my future husband at Clallam Bay anyway. So why don't we just do a show out there?
Did you want to give him a shout out? Because I don't know about this person. No.
Clallam Bay is where the prison is. I was joking. Come on, Stephanie.
Wow.
Stay with me. Stay with me, kid.
Like you said, we didn't bring our IQs. Anyway, that is happening until Sunday. Go see Amanda there this weekend, tomorrow night. Preceding the fireworks. We've got some things coming up, too. Several things. The Music in the Park is back at the James Center for the Performing Arts in Kerry Blake Park. You perform there for the 4th of July, so we've kind of kicked off the whole summer with the performances. But we've got on June 28th, so it happens on Tuesdays from 6 to 8.
Yeah, so July 12th.
July 12th.
Yeah, that one. Wow. Once again, we don't have a thought.
So we've got... July 12th, John Hoover and the Mighty Quins. That's the first. And then, of course, it just keeps going every Tuesday.
You know what's really sad is that it's not even like we have to guess what the month. We're literally reading the piece of paper and neither one of us read it right.
You know what? It's the beginning of July. I haven't quite gotten into July yet.
All right.
Once the sun comes out, I'll be okay. And I have to just throw out there, Black Diamond Junction will be there in August.
Yes, we will.
August 23rd. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Just checking. So Music in the Park back at Kerry Blake Park. James Center for the Performing Arts, Tuesday, 6 to 8.
So fun.
Oh, I'm so beautiful happy there. For that. And then we've got some things, like I said, starting the end of July, sprint boat racing is back.
Hoo-ah!
It's very exciting, exploding with action. Saturday, July 23rd. It returns to the peninsula again. They've just got all this stuff going on. It's even bigger and better. Camping, dry camping, $25 a night.
Wait. What? Dry camping?
Well, yeah, you can't hook up to all the wet camping stuff.
Gross. Cool.
No, it's, well, here, it's probably less expensive than wet camping.
I don't even ever want to hear that term ever again out of your mouth. You shut your face.
These are the things you expect from the Girl Friday show, so keep listening for more. Starts on Thursday, the dry camping does, through Sunday, or just bring your chair on race day, which is Saturday. And when this thing closes down, if you're camping, it's a party all night. It's so much fun. I've been there. I haven't camped, but I've been there into the wee hours with my family. It's a lot of fun.
Was and this it a was, dry event?
No. Definitely. The whole thing is definitely not a dry event. There is a beer garden. There are great food vendors. So get your tickets now for the sprint boat racing at ESP, the Extreme Sports Park. You can get them at Lower Elwha Food and Fuel, Mount Pleasant IGS, in Squim, Doghouse, Powder Coating, or online at extremesportspark.net. That's July 23rd. We have got,
yes,
you love this stuff. You gave this to me. The Squim Prairie Grange is hosting the second annual All Grange Dessert Auction on Saturday, July 23rd. So something else happening that day. Get your dessert and then go to the races.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Right. It's a unique event. It was created last year during the pandemic to help raise money for our 6 struggling granges in the county. Felt really bad for them. They couldn't do anything to raise money. So the public has a chance to bid on all different types of homemade desserts, from pies to cakes and anything else that can be created in the kitchen. You will have fun with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's auction raised several thousand dollars that was divided among all 6 granges, but they do need more to keep the bills paid. So come on down on the 23rd. Get your bidding paddle. Oh, there's a paddle and everything. It's very official.
You know what they should do? They should make bidding paddles out of gingerbread so you could eat your paddle at the end of the night. Leave it to me to think of eating that. Go on.
We're never we're never empty.
We're never thinking about food.
No, we're never empty. The public is welcome to donate their own homemade desserts. Bring your dessert items to Squim Prairie Grange Saturday, July 23rd between 10 and noon. Bidding starts at 1, and it's going until all desserts are gone, so about 14 minutes that'll take. I'm just kidding. I don't
know. 1 to 103.
And those desserts will all be bid on by Amanda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For more information, you can give Dave McDaniels a call, 360-797-4777. Again, the Squim Prairie Grange, and that is located at 290 McClay Road in Squim. Something else coming up, you gave me this little bit of information.
Very cool.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Wounded Warrior Project. This is a big thing.
Smokers and Strokers. I got you.
Yes, they are a proud supporter of the Wounded Warrior Project. So they're having a pig roast on Saturday, July 23rd. It's open to everyone. Very family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Probably no rides on the bikes for the little ones.
I don't know.
Better watch them. Festivities begin at 2 o'clock. Free food, live music, great people.
And just so you know, I had a chat with them and they have doubled up on the amount of raffle and prizes and stuff that they, because they're expecting a big turnout. So they have a lot of stuff going on that day.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you would like to attend this, the address, you want to write this down, it's 3914 South Old Time Place in Port Angeles. Door prizes, they'll have a 50-50 drawing, so that's really cool. And also a Wounded Warrior poker run, $15 and then $5 for passenger. Registration opens at 10 a.m. at Front Street Alibi. That's right there at 1605 East Front, next to the old Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, I know where that is.
Yes, you do. And it says, kickstands up at noon. High hand, low hand. So, if you want more information,
that's a Viking term.
I know. I don't know it.
We don't.
We just read what's in front of us.
We are like Anchorman, very much like Ron Burgundy, the two of us.
Oh my gosh, that's my new name. So, Smokers and Strokers, if you want to get information, you can call 360-207-7384 and chat with Debbie. She can give you some more info if you need that. But again, those are just some things we have coming up. I don't know. You've got... There's so much stuff all summer, and I want to mention we're going to be live again, finally, from the Clallam County Fair.
Yes.
August, 16th through 20th, something mm-hmm. 17th, 18th, 19th, I'm not sure, but it's that weekend, and we'll be there in our same spot where we always are, presented by, of course, Peninsula Bottling, our local Pepsi distributor. We're very excited, so you'll have to come by and see us. We'll have prizes there, too, just like we do today. So here at Olympic Hot Tub, broadcasting live, the Girl Friday Show. And you've got to get down here. We only have a few prizes left. And Amanda is chomping at the bit. She says if they're not
champing.
Claimed, champing at the bit?
Horses champ, they don't chomp.
Oh, sorry.
See, you learn something on the Girl Friday show.
Sometimes.
She'll forget. It's fine. I just want to say one more thing that's happening. My church is actually putting on their Vacation Bible School, which is very cool. I remember VBS when I was a little girl, and my mom actually just found a pot, a like plant
that
pot
you made.
That I made with little ceramics in
the
VBS.
The plant wasn't still in it.
In Alaska.
Oh.
I mean, so VBS
you were
is like
a baby.
I was a wee little peanut. I was a little tiny bacon bit.
Oh, Malin's been to Vacation Bible School.
It's so much fun. So the VBS at my church is going to be starting July 18th, going 18th through the 23rd. And it's in the evening. It's ages 4 to 12. And you can call or to get more information if you want. You can also pre-register. So give my church a call, 360-683-7373. And we're going to have more information on that as we go forward. But definitely plan to take your kiddos to VBS. It's called Spark Your Creativity. We are God's masterpiece, created to do good works, Vacation Bible School. It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And it's a chance for the parents to get away from the children just slightly.
Slightly.
I had to throw that out there. I'm so sorry. I love Vacation Bible School for my child.
Too.
It was just a few hour break from her, and she loved it, was the important thing.
Because it was a few hour break from you.
I have a quick note. Again, as you know, we're if you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from Olympic Hot Tub and Squim grand opening. We have the most amazing marketing director that is actually listening from home right now. Jackie, hello. Thank you for listening.
Oh, hi, Jackie.
She is texting me, and she reminded me about two more things that people can experience here at Olympic Hot Tub. You're going to experience that Facebook Live in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You can see and feel the difference in the water of the saltwater tubs.
Yes, those are cool.
When you go in, I had a saltwater swimming pool when I lived in Arizona. You really can. You're more buoyant. Your skin feels different. So Jackie did want to remind us. Thank you for reminding me of that, Jackie, because that's something that they have here that you can try and experience. No chlorine smell.
Love that.
It is. You get in, you're like, nope. It's clean. It's wonderful. It's the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't
naturally
have to deal
cleaning
with the chemicals. So thank you for reminding me of that, Jackie. And just come down here because, again, we have prizes. You get to meet Don Reiling, the owner. He came especially today to see us because he's got places all over.
He's amazing.
And so we're super excited to be here broadcasting live until 2 o'clock on the Girl Friday show.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back with more live from Olympic Hot Tub in Squim.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say,
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini, so in the locker she wanted to say.
I was waiting for that one. I was waiting for one.
Did you kind of think that we would maybe have that one?
I knew we would. I'm so excited.
You know what's funny?
It was just Bikini Day the other day.
Oh, that's
remember
right. I missed Bikini Day.
You were on vacation, thankfully.
I do not own a bikini.
But you're wearing
I have a
onesie.
Suit. It's a full-length onesie like Helen Mirren would wear on the beach.
We used to joke, and I would ask Stan what his bathing suit looked like, and he made me remember back from the old days
with
the suspenders and the shorts and the stripe.
That's about right. I have a turtleneck. My swimsuit has a turtleneck.
Yes.
I'm very modest.
Well, the reason we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, the reason we're talking about swimsuits and that sort of thing is because we are broadcasting live today from Olympic Hot Tub in Squim. The Girl Friday show is here, live and loud, as usual. But we want you to come down and see us. We're so excited to be here. We've got the owner, Don Reiling. We'll be talking with him again in just a little bit. All kinds of people here. We're giving away prizes.
Lots of prizes.
That's a big deal. We've got gift baskets from Olympic Hot Tub. Two left here. Only two. We've given away two already. We have some gift cards. We have some theater tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we have like two of everything left. So you need to come down and see us before two.
Mm-hmm. Two.
Yeah, two. So the Girl Friday show, as always, is sponsored by Cocapelli Grill. And right next door, sister restaurant, Hook and Line Pub. And then, of course, our co-sponsor, Fogtown Coffee, right in Port Angeles.
Which is two of the gift cards that we have.
We
$30 gift
cards.
Thank
you, Rose. Thank you so much, Rose. And so speaking of Fogtown, we have some fabulous drinks in front of us. Mm. We've been nursing these for hours because we wanted to talk about them and not forget how delectable they are.
Yes.
They have a great little thing going on right now, some specials that Rose told me about. She has basically rolled out the Visitor's Guide Edition. So the drinks, each drink is named for a destination on the peninsula. What you had today was the Salt Creek Cold Brew.
That's why it tasted so foresty. I'm just joking. It was delicious.
Should have tasted like an ocean, Salt Creek, or salt. No, it was...
Salt Creek is not an ocean, is it?
Well, it's the beach, the Salt Creek. Have you ever camped out there?
No. Camping?
Okay.
This girl don't camp.
Amanda wants to be in her hot tub right here.
Yeah.
Leave her in her hot tub.
2 o'clock.
I have a Heart of the Hills Blackberry and Oat Milk Decaf because,
yes,
of course, I don't do the caffeine, but I have enough, naturally. So these two drinks were amazing. Fogtown Coffee, we thank you for being a sponsor. If you've never been there before, they're located right at 1105 East Front Street, Front and Chambers. They're open 6 to 5 Monday through Saturday and 7 to 4 on Sundays, active on both Facebook and Instagram, or you can go to fogtowncoffeebar.com. And we love
favorite cup. My favorite cup that I have to drink coffee out of is my Fogtown Camp cup.
It's there.
That's the only camping I do is the camp cups.
Oh my gosh. You can go to Fogtown and get any of their merch.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the cups. They've got the sweatshirts usually.
Mm-hmm.
You can get gift cards like what we have here, mm-hmm, for any sort of occasion. But they've got it all. And the drive-through service, of course. But it's also a storefront. You can walk in and hang out and look around. And they also deliver. We love the delivery within
the
city limits. Monday through Friday with a $20 order. And that's from 8 to 11.
So great.
Yeah. So
we've done staff ones, which is fun.
Oh, we do it. So
yeah,
we really appreciate Fogtown. We thank them for being a co-sponsor of the Girl Friday show.
Do you think that Dawn would notice if I took apart one of these baskets and modeled the hat and robe at the same time? I'm not going to, but I didn't know if he would notice.
I actually was thinking, we're going to do a Facebook Live of you trying out the saltwater spa, and I was thinking about putting that umbrella hat on you, at least just that, and then when you get out, maybe Dawn would let you borrow a robe. I actually see a basket full of, like, swimming suits and robes back there.
Yeah, I won't be, we'll be staying far, far back. You're going to have to use binoculars to see if it really is me getting into the hot tub.
Can I hold a selfie stick of,
yeah,
you know,
and
12
high
foot?
We're going to be coming in hot from up high and far, far back.
That's the best angle.
I know. Very excited. I'm actually really excited to try out the hot tub. I love a good soak.
They have no idea what they're getting into with you because you may not talk about something, you know, I'm going to do this, but once you experience it, you're all about it. You're like, purchase.
Yeah. Well, and I was just mentioning before that my house is a stone's throw from this location. So if we get a dolly and a couple of guys, we could just push it to my house.
Don't even have to worry about the fuel for delivery.
Exactly. I'm saving them money.
Well, obviously.
Because I care.
Maybe not the delivery guys' backs, but money.
It's fine.
It'll be okay.
So let's talk about food.
We've
talked about drinks, but let's talk about food.
I've got food on the brain because I actually have not eaten anything today.
Me neither.
So, well, look at us. We're excited to...
We did not plan well.
We're excited to go to Cocopelli's after we leave here.
Mm-hmm.
Cocopelli Grill, our sponsor of the Girl Friday show. I was looking online and holy cow, there are some amazing specials at Cocopelli. And of course, being the weekend and the fact that the simple fact we know Michael can't talk with us,
And it's summer.
They're busy. So if you want a reservation for tonight, 457-6040. Let me get that out of the way right now. Because he slammed. If you go in after 5, you're going to be waiting in a line. So you want to call in for your reservation. But Kim, how do you say that? This is a picture on their Facebook page.
Compesh.
Compesh.
I have
Compeche.
No idea.
I think it's Compeche or something like that.
You know what people should do is log on to their Facebook page and see how you're supposed to say it.
Oh, perfect. Somebody else will know, definitely not me.
They'll be like, that's actually pronounced ham.
Anyway, it looks really good. However you pronounce it, it's a shrimp and crab plate. It's got a salsa topped with jumbo shrimp.
So it's like ceviche.
Oh, yeah, that's what it looks like. It has got yellow corn, tortilla chips. It's a seafood cocktail is what they're calling it. So super excited about that. They've got the steak frites. That's what you call those, right? I think. They're little tiny chunks of steak. They've got a salsa queso fresca. All kinds of great new dishes. So you want to get in there and try some of their new stuff. And, of course, right next door, Hook and Line Pub, all the fish you could possibly want, all the seafood, the chowder. The new gluten-free chowder that Michael makes, absolutely incredible. I don't go for gluten-free things. I want all the gluten, but you don't know. You don't know in the chowder that there's no gluten. It's so good.
It's so good. Their salmon chowder is one of the best things that I've ever had.
It's award-winning.
Yeah.
So you should definitely check that out. And again, you know, like I said, Cocopelli is where you want to get the reservations. But you can basically just go online and do that, or you can give them a call, 457-6040. And their hours have varied a little lately. I think they're closed on Wednesdays now. You know, Hook, and they're open for lunch. Cocopelli's open for lunch.
So just so you know, you can also take home food. So at Hook and Line, I like to go in there after I get off work.
Grab
stuff, and then I go home, and I'm able to eat the food in my house with no pants on because Michael told me one time that that's not allowed in the restaurant. We had to have that conversation.
That's really sad you had to have the conversation.
Well, you know.
I don't know. That's an issue. But anyway, you got to get down there. And they have to. Is it your mother and grandmother over there?
And my aunt.
Stalking?
And guess who's walking in? My cousin.
Oh, aunt.
It's a family affair today.
It's a family affair. But do they know they can't win prizes?
No, they don't know that. But don't tell them. They might leave.
All right.
You know what? This is a perfect time to take a quick little break. And when we come back, hopefully we're going to have Dawn Reiling with us.
Ooh. Okay, well, we
want to give more time to him.
We want to give more time to him, less time to me, and more time for me to wander around, look at hot tubs. So stay tuned. We're live at Olympic Hot Tub in Squim. Come down. Great prizes. It's the Girl Friday Show broadcasting Olympic Hot Tub.
Enjoying our summer days here at Olympic Hot Tub.
Sorry.
In Squim. Oh, we're having a good time. This is Amanda Bacon from the Girl Friday Show, and I am here with a very, very special guest, Dawn. How are you, buddy?
I'm grand. How are you?
I know you're grand. I've been telling everybody that we're going to be best friends now. Stephanie can have you as a client, but we're going to be best friends and tour the country together.
Okay, that sounds fun to me.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just need to take a couple of weeks off from work, and your crew seems very capable here.
For the most part.
Yeah, so we'll be fine. So talk to us about Olympic Hot Tub, and tell us about this Squim location, because this you guys have been open now for, what, 24 hours?
Pretty much. I mean, we wanted to be open a lot sooner than we were, but no, we pretty much kind of opened up about a week ago, and it's been amazing how many people have come in the doors. I mean, it seems like everybody was kind of waiting for our open sign to go on, which is really gratifying because, you know, it was a lot of work to transform this space and to get here. And
yeah,
so it's been really fun.
And talk about transformation. I mean, I was in here in the first iteration when it was the nightclub, and then I was in here for the second iteration. Or was that the first was the Bavarian Meats and then it was the nightclub? I don't remember, but I've seen both of them. And I can tell you that the decor in here is much better than both of the places that were previously here. It's gorgeous.
I was going to say, you can't remember because you're at the club. That's why you can't remember what was happening. But anyway.
That's me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a lot of work. And we were talking a little bit earlier about design stuff because I'm very focused on how the showrooms look. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I really want to make sure is when customers come in here and if they want to try out the tubs that they walk into a restroom that feels like it's almost like a spa-like experience.
Stephanie came out, she goes, okay, their bathroom is nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice tile and we have suits that are laundered and robes here, so if people want to come in and try the tubs, we're ready for it if they want to do it spontaneously when they're in here looking at the tubs.
That is so cool. What a great idea to do that, because they're, like I said, you know, I've seen a lot of beautiful hot tubs in my day, and you go to sit in it and you think, well, this does not fit me right. And now you can go in and you can actually feel the difference between the salt water and the other different ones that you have, which I think is so important. And talk to us about the salt water.
Yeah, it's huge. Just in general, when people come in and test soak, one of the major things that people get concerned about is whether it's going to fit them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're sitting in a body of water like that and you're buoyant, it changes your whole center of gravity. It's not like sitting in it dry.
Right.
So getting a chance to actually sit in them wet is a big experience for mm-hmm. people, and it really helps solidify that they're making the right choice for themselves. But the salt water thing is an entirely different piece of the puzzle, and it's just so liberating for our customers when they can sit in salt water, not have to sit in a bunch of chemicals, not have that drying effect on your skin.
Yes.
It's just so much more therapeutic for your body, but it's also much more holistic.
Yeah.
You know, your skin is your biggest organ on your body.
Yes, it is.
And what you put on it and what you expose it to is really important, and it's getting more important every single day.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got so much stuff in our air anymore. I mean, we're still doing okay, but our body is fighting toxins from the outside every single day. And so now you have brought this luxury to us that's not only a wonderful luxury, it actually has health benefits.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's been really interesting going through the pandemic and having a lot of people suddenly put hot tubs and retreats at home mm-hmm. as top of mind and making it a priority. And I was talking to your mother over there earlier and a couple of your other family members who are here right
Aren't
now.
Aren't they cute?
And I was pointing out the fact that one of the things that was really kind of like an aha moment for a lot of people is that the virus could not survive in sanitized hot water. So you could have this haven in your backyard and be in there with family members or friends and know that you wouldn't have anything that would cause risk for others.
Isn't that great?
And that's a huge thing.
And, you know, we were talking a little bit about also the covers here. And so I am so used to seeing these covers that are cumbersome. It takes a couple of people to take them off, a couple of people to put them back on. It's just a whole bunch of rigmarole and trying to get it to fit and sit down and everything. And you guys have taken the worry out of that.
These are not your daddy's hot tubs.
No, they're not.
So, you know, I mean, you've got salt water therapy, so you're sitting in better water, and it's better for you. And then you have these things like this automated gazebo that's in front of us, which you can lift off of the hot tub with a turn of a key. And when you lower it, it becomes the actual hot tub cover. So you don't deal with waterlogged vinyl covers that get moldy and mildewy.
Yeah.
But it also gives you amazing peace of mind, because when you lower that down and you take that key away, you don't need to worry about kids getting in there accidentally, or if you go on vacation, what's going to happen to your hot tub while you're gone.
Wonderful.
Or if you have a bed and breakfast or someplace like that where you want to have something that you know will be secure when the guests are not using it.
Mm-hmm.
It really affords you some amazing freedom that way. And then we also have this other product called a Smart Top, which is actually made here in Washington State.
Wow.
And it's a hardcover. It's very luxe looking. We haven't walked around the showroom to see one of them.
Is this one of those ones?
No, that's a regular vinyl cover.
It's
actually over there on that other tub on the other side of the showroom.
It's yonder?
Yeah, it's yonder.
Okay.
We'll
go yonder.
This is a big showroom.
It is.
So
glorious.
It's a little bit of a tour.
In case people are just tuning in, we are going to actually, at the end of this, we're going to do a quick Facebook Live, and that way we can take people through the showroom. They can see what's going on, and then yours truly is going to try out one of these saltwater spas, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah,
I came swimsuit and all for you.
And then she's going to run out the door screaming.
Probably.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
She'll be screaming that she's feeling so relaxed from being in the hot tub. It'll be fabulous.
So let me ask you about care and maintenance for a salt water, because I think sometimes that is a big hang up for people in buying a spa is, do I have to change the chemicals? When do I have to do this?
Sure.
How many chemicals do I put in? Is it a cup? Is it four cups? I mean, what am I doing here? So tell me a little bit about the salt water spa.
Okay, well, this is where it really is exciting, because you don't have to virtually do every hot tub needs care.
Sure.
Even though the saltwater system makes things so much easier on you still have to do some stuff as a human being to take care of the water.
Sure.
But if you do the bare minimum with it, it really will perform well over time. When you start the tub up, you put in enough salt for the size tub you have,
mm-hmm.
and there's an output level that you set on the tub that tells the system how much sanitizer to generate out of the salt on its own. So when you get done using the tub, you're not throwing anything in. You hit a clean button, and it cleans itself and turns itself off when it's finished.
Wow.
No adding stuff after every use. Once a week, you go out and test the alkalinity and pH and make sure that they're in the right spot. That's it.
Wow.
Once a month, you'll go out there and maybe put in a teaspoon of chlorine. Maybe.
Wow.
And the beauty of this system...
A teaspoon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing. And the beauty of this system is, first of all, the salt cartridge you replace once every 4 months, and it's recyclable.
Wow.
You don't find green products in hot tubs in general.
No.
And with the salt system, you can typically leave the water in, if you're doing what you should as a human being,
right,
for upwards of a year before you have to drain and fill it again.
Okay.
You save thousands of gallons of water over time, so it's much better for the environment.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's great.
This is absolutely incredible. I am thrilled about this. And something that Stephanie and I were talking about is that, you know, back in the day, you would get these hot tubs, and then you would have to build something around it to hide the look of it, because it was a functional hot tub, but there was no style to it.
Sure.
These are basically plug and play. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, they are gorgeous. And Hot Spring, which is the brand of tubs that we have sold for 40 years this year, we've been their exclusive distributor. They really try to focus on the design element of the hot tubs. So it just isn't this box of water in your backyard. It's actually an enhancement to it.
Yeah.
And you feel perfectly happy and proud to have it sitting freestanding, because it doesn't look like it needs to be hidden.
No.
It's really like a piece of outdoor furniture.
Man, I love it so much. This is great. Okay, so just the nuts and bolts of this. So Olympic Hot Tub is located at the Rock Plaza here in Sequim on Old Olympic Highway, across from Hardy's Market. So definitely come in. What are your hours in case people are working right now? I love that we're working, but really it doesn't feel like it. It's really fun.
No, this is fun.
Yeah.
We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We're open 11 to 6 on Sunday. And we do say on our doors or by appointment, because if for some reason those hours don't work out perfectly for you, or if you want to come in and do a test soak after hours because you're not comfortable trying out tubs with us being open for the general public, we have the opportunity to set those times up for you.
And just as a reminder, yes, there is going to be general public here, but your soaking tubs are back in a nice little area all on their own, so you're not traipsing around the showroom.
Look, we have 4 tubs back in that nice room, and you can dim the lights, and you can really get a sense of being in a little retreat and enjoying the tubs. But I will tell you this, after doing this for 27 years, once people get into a hot tub and get relaxed, they don't care which one they want to try.
No.
They'll come out into the showroom and try 3 other ones that are out here. They could care less.
Oh. You
know? Hot water seems to destroy people's inhibitions. suddenly disappear.
And I was noticing really your funny sign, immerse yourself, then unleash yourself.
Yes.
I love this.
That's one of my mantras, actually.
It's
great. It's really good.
It's so great.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn, we have so enjoyed our time here. Make sure you come in and see our friends here at Olympic Hot Tub. They are fantastic. They've been so welcoming. And try out a hot tub or 2 or 4.
And you will love it. It'll be one of the best things you've ever done for yourself in your lives, truly.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to throw it back to the studio, and I think we're going to have a quick little out when we're done, I think. I don't know. I don't know how things are working. I'm not at the studio. So you may hear from us again.
She may want me to take over for her later.
But definitely after the show, we're going to go Facebook Live and make sure we give you a nice tour of the showroom and, you know, all of that good stuff. So stick around either on KONP or on our Facebook page. All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Girl Friday show here on KONP. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you to our main sponsor, Cocapelli Grill. We have always appreciated your generosity, your kindness, and your sponsorship. And also thank you to Fogtown Coffee for our amazing beverages and for also being a sponsor.
And for letting us bring the gift cards today for giveaways. We just had our loyal listener, Mike, come in and claim that gift card. He specifically came for that.
That's amazing.
So we loved being out here today at Olympic Hot Tub. Again, for those of you that want to stop on by, they're here all day. We're leaving, but they will be here. 10181 Old Olympic Highway in Sequim, right across from Hardy's Market. So come down, check out all the specials they have, and take a soak.
Yeah.
They've got the tubs to do that in, and Yep. So we're super excited for them, and we loved being here today on the Girl Friday Show.
So welcoming. And so, again, if you are a Facebook follower of ours, make sure you tune into Facebook Live right after this. We're going to take you on a tour of the showroom so you can see just everything that is here. And then I am so excited. I actually get to try out one of the saltwater spas myself. And as Dawn said, you know, it's really low maintenance, unlike Stephanie and I.